有三个小孩子呢在教会里面聊天。
There are three young children chit-chatting in the church.
第一个小孩呢，他很神奇的说，我爸爸每一天看圣经一篇。
The one child was actually very bravely and say, my father read the scripture one chapter a day.
第二个小孩子更神奇的说，他说我爸爸一年看完圣经一次。
And the second one would actually very proudly say, my father read through the whole scripture once a year.
第三个小孩子他说，我爸爸一圣人，就是把圣经行在他的生活里面。
The third one proudly said, my father in his life lived the Bible through his life.
的确呢，听到比起行到比起听到更值得我们骄傲。
Indeed.Living the word out is actually far more, can be far more prideful for one than actually read through the word.
耶稣称我们神的儿女呢是世上的盐和世上的光。
And Jesus said, "You are the salt and light of the earth."
原因就是我们基督徒是防止这个世界腐化，还有去除世界的黑暗的。
Indeed, because Christians are really serve as a preservative and take out the darkness of this earth.
上个礼拜呢，我们在讲道里面呢讲到，神对奴隶制度的看法。
And last time we looked at how God viewed the whole slavery system.
我们明白呢，神其实是反对人去这些老板呢去虐待这些他的工人的。
Indeed, we know that actually. We know the scripture says that discourage the employees from mistreating the employees.
所以我们现在对我们有什么影响？当我们知道这个事情。
So how does that affect us when we know this?
就是当你做老板的时候呢，我们也当好像神这样子呢去恩待我们的员工。
If you are the employer, you need to use do the same by the same token.Treat your employee.
你需要给你的员工有受洗的机会。
You need to give your employee a chance to rest.
也应该呢把你的利润跟他们呢去分享。
And also you share the benefit the fruit of in it with your employees.
那如果你不是一个老板的时候
，But if you're not an employer,
那么我们还可以做一个选择。
We also have another choice.
就是呢，作为一个消费者的时候，你可以选择这些有良心的老板的公司去购买他们的商品。
As a consumer, we can actually choose to purchase items from employers who actually treat their employees fairly.
今天呢，我们继续去看出埃及记的二十一章。
We continue to study the book of Exodus chapter 21.
那我们知道呢，出埃及记二十章是讲到十诫。
We know that the book of Exodus chapter 20 talk about the world.
十诫、就是。
十诫。Okay. Ten Commandments.
OK. 所以呢，就是神，你可以说呢，神律法的真神就是写在十诫里面。
So you can say that this whole essence of God is actually written within the Ten Commandments.
从二十一章到二十三章的时候呢，神是记载了四十二条的典章 rules.
So from chapter 121 on, actually talk about quite a few different rules, 40 different rules.
所以呢，这些典章呢，就是你怎么应用十诫的在不同的生活的例子。
So these rules are becoming the how you apply the Ten Commandments in your daily life.
所以呢，二十一章十二节到三十六节呢，其实是不可杀人的一个应用。
So in the chapter 21, verse 12 to 36, it's how you apply the whole commandment that thou shalt not kill.
其实当我在两个月前讲到不可杀人的时候呢，很多例子呢都是从这里找出来了。
So actually, when we talk about the thou shalt not kill a few weeks ago, this is actually all the examples are coming from here.
那么呢，今天呢，我们会集中在23-25节。
So today we will focus on verse 23-25.
其实是里面的去讲到一个特别的例子。
So they actually talk about a special case.
在他其实呢，如果你看21章的时候，他讲到杀人呢跟伤人的时候呢，他有一个基本的原则。
So when you actually look at chapter 21, talk about killing or hurting someone, there's a basic principle.
这个呢，就是我们讲到以命偿命，以眼还眼，以牙还牙等等的。
So this is all about the life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, etc.
那我们常常呢误用了这段圣经。
A lot of time, we actually misuse these verses.
以为呢圣经呢就告诉鼓励我们呢有仇必报。
We actually interpret that as we need to revenge.
其实呢这段圣经呢不是用在个人的身上的。
But this is not the principle. These verses are not to be applied individually.
只是呢用在一个政府上面。
And but it actually apply for as a government.
它是讲到了你作为一个政府，你必须要是以公平公义去审判。
As a government, they need to use justice and fairness to govern.
那么什么叫公平呢？
What does it mean by fairness?
公平就是。这个例子就是以命偿命，以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
The whole definition of justice is actually life for life, eye for eye, and then tooth for tooth.
因为这句话呢，把这个你可以说，你惩罚人的限制，去定了你最高的惩罚，就是他伤害了你什么，你就最高你就拿同一样的东西。
So the whole point behind this is, whatever you suffer, then you can actually reach that as a maximum in the same way.
因为你知道现在的人呢，或者从前的人都是，你害我，我怎么回应呢？
So it's just like in the past and also even today, if you hurt me, how am I supposed to respond?
十倍偿还呢？
Or you actually return tenfold.
你有没有听过这句话？最近东南亚最出名的一句话。十倍偿还了。
So actually in the Far East, very famous saying is you return it tenfold.
所以呢，这段圣经呢是告诉我，你在一个公平的审判里面，人家拿了你什么，你就最多可以惩罚这个人相同价值的东西。
So the whole idea behind this is if someone take that away from you, you can actually only go up to the maximum of what was taken away from you.
今天我们看的其实这段例子的是一个特别的例子是22-26节。
This special example is actually goes from verse 22 to 26.
这段经文呢是讲到两个人打架。
This verse is actually talking about two person fighting.
那么呢，其中一个人不小心打伤了旁边的一个孕妇。
One person accidentally wasn't very careful, and hurt another pregnant woman right by the side.
那么不同结果呢？神有不同的审判。
So different consequence will lead to different type of punishment.
这个例子帮助我们解决我们现代人一个很常讨论的一个题目。
And these examples help us to resolve some of the topics that we frequently talk about in a contemporary society.
就是堕胎的问题。
And that is about the issue of abortion.
你知道堕胎在美国呢是很普遍的。
You see, abortion, the whole abortion in U.S. is quite common.
你看上面呢，他告诉我们，2013年单单在美国就有超过100万的堕胎。
You see, in the U.S. this year, just alone in the U.S. there are over 1 million abortions.
换句话说，平均每一分钟就超过一个人堕胎。
In other words, within every second, there's more than one person being aborted.
所以堕胎这个事情是不是合乎圣经呢？其实对我们基督徒有一个很大的影响。
So whether or not the abortion, to us Christian, it has a great deal of impact.
今天的经文呢，有帮助我们去解决这个问题。
These verses today will help us resolve this issue.
首先呢，我们要来了解这段圣经的意思。
First, we need to understand the meaning behind this scripture.
二十二节呢，讲到人若彼此争斗，伤害有孕的妇人，甚至堕胎，随后却无被害，那伤害他的总要按妇人的丈夫所要的，叫审判官所断的受罚。若有被害，就要以命偿命。
If people are fighting and hitting a pregnant woman and she gives birth prematurely, but there is no serious injury, the offender must be fined whatever the woman's husband demands and the court allows. But if there is serious injury, you are to take life for life.
那这段经文最关键去了解的就是中间的一句话，甚至堕胎是什么意思？
The key element within this is. It's actually to if she gives birth prematurely. What does that mean?
有不同的翻译本，有不同的主要是两个不同的解释。
There are different interpretation, but there are two key explanation.
第一个翻译呢，就是流产 miscarriage.
The first one is actually the interpretation is miscarriage.
它的意思就是你打伤了这个孕妇。她生出来的孩子其实已经是死掉了。
So that is, if you hurt this pregnant woman, when the baby comes out, it's dead.
那么呢，后面这句话讲到后面这句随后却无被害。那么这句话是指到这个妈妈。
And the other part is, but there's no serious injury. That's referring to the mother.
所以呢，后面的你可以说不同的。好像有没有伤害呢？是指到这个妈妈有没有伤害
？And the second part about no serious injuries is referring to the mother when she's injured.
那如果这个妈妈死掉，那么就以命偿命；如果她受伤，就以伤还伤。
And that is, if the mother is losing life, then actually it's a life for a life.
第二个翻译呢，就是我们说就是早产呢，就是呢 premature born。
The second interpretation is to be born prematurely。
换句话说呢，这个孩子是生出来，没到期就生出来。
It's actually referring to the baby come out preterm。
他有没有伤害呢？其实这的段经文就是后面所讲到，他要讲的事情。
What was an injury? That's actually referring to the second part。
所以后面讲到受伤没有受伤的事情呢，是包括这个小孩，也包括这个妈妈。
So the following part about whether or not he or she is hurt, it's actually referring to the mother and the baby.
所以呢，是这段经文，它是讲到是流产呢，还是早产呢？
Whether or not they try to talk about miscarriage or born preterm.
那么呢，我们要从这个原文开始去了解。
We need to go back to the original language.
那首先第一样事情呢，在希伯来文里面呢，这句话直接的意思就是他的孩子们出来了。
From the original Hebrew, the interpretation is, and her children come out.
所以呢，一方面呢，他是用众数，因为呢，他不希望去用性别来分别这个孩子是男呢还是女的。
So you say a plural term because it actually didn't want to refer whether or not a male or female.
这段经文呢，所以它基本的意思就是这个孕妇给人打了，那么这个孩子就跑出来了。
And that whole idea is.The pregnant woman got hit, and then the baby come out.
他没有告诉你呢，他出来的时候是生还是死
了。Didn't talk about when the baby come out, whether or not it's alive or dead.
第二个事情呢，就是其实，在希伯来文呢，讲到流产是有另外一个字的。
And actually, in Hebrew, when it talks about miscarriage, there's a different term.
在出埃及记二十三章的二十六节里面呢，摩西呢是用另外一个字去形容这些堕胎的情形的。
In Exodus chapter 23:26, Moses used a different word to describe miscarriage.
Miscarriage. 所以呢， 几个证明呢？摩西是知道这个字，但是呢，他在二十一章里面呢，他却没有用。
Moses knew about this word, but he did not use it in verse 21.
第三样事情我们留意得到的。
The third thing that we can notice.
如果在旧约圣经里面呢，如果一个小孩子在妈妈的肚子里面死掉的时候呢，一般呢他不会叫这个作为小孩子，他会用胎这个字来形容他。
So we know that if the baby is still born, they would not be using the described as children, but rather embryo.
所以呢，在其他圣经都是这样子用。
In other parts of the Bible, the same way.
在二十一章里面呢，却用孩子这个字来形容这个还没出生的婴孩。
In verse 21, it talk about the children to talk about to refer to the ones that have not been born.
所以这个证明什么呢？
So what does it prove to us?
二十一章里面，你很我们相信呢，他是讲到了是早产，就是 premature born， 不是讲到流产。
So in verse 21 is referring to born prematurely, but rather than the miscarriage.
那么这段经文有什么含义呢？
So what is the meaning behind these verses?
有两个很重要的，你可以从这段圣经里面去明白的。
There are two things that we can learn from the scripture.
第一，就是在神的眼里面呢，只是他是特别的刻意的去保护这个孕妇跟这个还没生的小孩的。
The whole idea is actually to especially to the referring to to describe the pregnant woman and the
protect
okay. Protect the pregnant woman and also the child.
为什么我这样子讲啊？
Why do I say it this way?
因为在律法里面呢，如果你是误杀一个人呢，其实你不需要填命的。
So within the law, if you actually kill someone accidentally, you don't need to replace a life with a life.
但是在这边呢，却明显的神是要求 ，OK， 如果你把这个孕妇或者这个还没出生的小孩打死了，那么你就要以命偿命。
And it's very clear here is if you happen to kill the pregnant woman or the unborn baby, you have to give a life for a life.
第二样事情呢，我们留意得到就是，为什么一个还没出生的小孩他死掉的时候，神要求以命偿命呢
？Why is that the, when the baby is not born, and it died, why does it God ask for life for a life?
其实很简单，就是因为神看这个还没出生的小孩就是一个人了。
And it's very simple because God treat the baby that's not born as if it's a person.
其实呢，我们现代的科学让我们知道，其实一个小孩在妈妈的肚子里面二十个礼拜，你就能够见到他好像一个人一样了。
From a modern science, you see that when the baby is not born in 20 weeks, it's almost as if it's a person.
每一个妈妈都可以告诉你呢，他在肚子里面的小孩呢，他不是一团肉，他是一个生命，他是有反应的。
Every mother will tell you the baby when it's in the tummy, it actually it's a life. It actually will respond.
医生也可以告诉你啊，这个小孩呢，虽然他还没生出来，他们呢已经会怕痛了。
The doctor would tell you even though the baby wasn't born, it actually can feel pain.
所以呢，其实你想到堕胎这个问题呢，它不是一个人的自由的一个问题。
So when it comes to the whole issue of abortion, it's not a matter of choice.
其实这个是一个生命的问题。
This is about a life.
如果你能够了解圣经去定义这个生命，是不是它生出来才是生命的开始？它在妈妈的肚子里面已经这个生命已经开始了。
So the scripture really in a way defined life as a person before the baby is born.
所以你把一个还没出生的孩子杀死，其实是一个杀人的问题。
So if someone kills a baby that has not been born, it's as if it's murder.
但是我们现代的社会很多人反对这个讲法。
But modern society has actually opposed to this sort of theory.
其中一个很普遍的，他说，如果你不给女人堕胎，那么你就是把女人的自由拿去哦。
So one common argument is that if you don't allow a woman to have abortion, then you are in a way take away the freedom for a woman.
你就是限制这些妈妈们的自由。
You are limiting the freedom for the mothers.
但是我告诉你，我们每一天的自由都是受限制的。
But I tell you, everyday freedom for all of us are restricted.
你为什么开车不能超速呢？
Well, how come you cannot speed when you're driving?
为什么你不可以喝完酒以后去开车呢？
Why can't you drive after drinking?
为什么你不能带一个手枪上飞机呢？
Why can't you bring a gun onto a plane?
原因都是同一样的，你为了别人的安全的时候，政府就不给你有这个自由。
The reason is the same, because you are actually, it's for the sake of the safety for others.
所以呢，当你明白一个小孩子他还没出生的时候是一个人的时候，那么我们就需要保护他的生命，我们的自由就是会受限制的。
When we see that, even though one actually unable to survive, so it's still a person. Therefore, we actually have to protect this person.
另外一个反对的原因呢，他讲到，这个小朋友啊，这个生命，这个胎是需要他妈妈才能够生存的，他不能独立的生存，所以他不是一个人。
So another argument is that this fetus needs a support in the mother's life, and therefore is not really a person.
那如果你是坚持相信的时候呢，你下一次见到这些比方说在交通意外里面进医院的人，他们必须要有这些好像机器去帮助他们生存的时候呢，你也可以说他不能独立生存，所以他不是一个人。你也可以这样子说。
By the same argument, if someone gets an accident need life support, you can apply the same argument. Therefore, this person cannot survive on his own. So therefore, it's not a person.
自然我们不会这样子去说这个人不是一个人的时候，为什么一个小孩需要他妈妈的时候，你说他不是一个人？
If we use the same kind of argument, then why can't the baby needs mother's life? He's still a person.
另外有人提出，那么如果医生已经验到这个小孩，他有可能会生下来就有缺陷的，那么怎么办呢？
So, if a doctor can already see that the baby has birth defect, then what?
那么我问你一个问题，就是如果这个小孩生了出来，医生验到他是有缺陷的，那么你会怎么办？
By the same token, if actually the baby is born with some sort of defect, then what do you do?
你会不会说他不值得生存呢？我们把他杀掉啊。
Would you say that this baby does not deserve to live and therefore kill him?
如果我们不会这样子做，我们的法律不允许我们这样子做，那么在妈妈肚里面的小孩也不应该这样子做。
If we don't do that and the law does not allow us to do that, then why do we do it when the baby is in mother's womb?
一个人的缺陷不会影响你生存的权利。
A person's defect should not affect whether or not they can live.
曾经有一个医学的教授，他教他的学生的时候，给他们一个案件去问他们的意见。
Medical school professor asked the students this following question.
那他说了，爸爸患了梅毒。妈妈呢患了肺结核。
So father has syphilis and the mother has tuberculosis.
第一个孩子他们生下来的时候呢，眼睛是瞎的。
So the first baby when it's born, the eyes will be tilting downwards.
没有下眼的,
oh, I'll be blind.
Okay. 第二个儿子生出来的时候呢, 已经, 很快就死掉。
This second child, when it's born, would die very quickly.
第三个孩子生下来的时候呢, 是, 聋的跟哑的。
The third baby is born would actually be deaf and dumb.
现在他们怀孕生第四，要快要生第四个了，你们有什么意见呢？
Now that the mother is pregnant for the fourth child, what opinion do you have?
有一个学生说，我建议她堕胎。
One student would raise his hand and say, I suggest her to have an abortion.
这个教授告诉他，恭喜你，你刚刚杀死了这个贝多芬。
Congratulations, you have just killed Beethoven.
其实我们医学对人只是正的时候，其实一方面它只是一个几率的问题了。对人只是还没出生的孩子是不是有缺陷，其实这个是一个几率的问题。
For the baby has not been born, is it a matter of statistics?
就是他真的有缺陷的时候，其实也不影响他生下来的权利。
So even though it cannot survive, it doesn't take away the ability to be able to be born.
第四个反对的有人说，那么如果这个小孩是因为别人强。 见他妈妈所生怀孕的，那么怎么办？
So another argument is that what if the baby is conceived because the mother was raped?
那我其他国家我不能讲，但是美国呢是我知道美国是怎么样。
I can't speak for other countries, but I know what it's like in the U.S.
如果一个妈妈不愿意去照顾她生下来的小孩。
If a mother does not want to take care of the baby that was born,
无论是什么原因，她只要做一个很简单的事情。
Regardless of whatever reason, all she had to do is one simple thing.
把这个小孩带到医院里面。
And bring the child to a hospital.
把她放下来。
And leave the baby there.
没有人会过问她的背景、她的原因、她的来历。
No one would question the origin of this baby.
医院马上把这个小孩接过来。
The hospital would receive this baby.
如果一个妈妈不想去养她的小孩，其实一个很简单在美国的方法，就是让其他人去领养她。
If a mother does not want to take care of the baby, it's very simple. You actually just allow the baby to be adopted.
最后一个。 有人反对，就是如果你做堕胎是绝对不对的，那么如果我要救妈妈的生命，那么怎么办呢？
So you might say that actually it's wrong to have abortion, but now if we want to save the mother's life, then what?
那首先呢，你要知道，根据我们美国的统计，其实这个机会只是 0.11 的。 8%, okay.
But if you look at the statistics, the percentage, the odds of having that is very, very low. Is it what, 0.1%?
Yeah, 0.1%. 还有呢，其实在这样子的情形底下，你为了救另外一个人，去牺牲一个人呢，这个是合理的。
And also under this sort of circumstances, if you want to save one, but because of another, this is very reasonable.
就好像你是一个救生员。
It's almost as if you are to rescue someone, a lifesaver.
然后你见到两个人掉在水里面。
You see two people drop in the water.
你知道呢，你去救这个人的时候，你就没有时间救另外一个了。
You know, if you actually try to save one, you will not be able to save the other.
你还是会做一个选择，你去救其中一个。
You need to make a choice to save one of them.
因为你知道，如果你两个都不救的时候呢，那么两个就会死掉。
If you don't save either one of them, they both will die.
所以呢，我相信呢，这个是合乎圣经的原则的。
I believe this is within the principles in the Bible.
出埃及记二十一章里面二十二到二十五节的经文告诉我们，一个小孩呢，他的生命的开始，其实在妈妈的肚子里面已经开始了。
Exodus 21:22-26 tells us the origin of life of a baby occurs when it's first in the mother's womb.
那么这段经文怎么影响我们平常的生活呢？
How do these verses affect our daily life?
当然我希望我们就不会选择堕胎。
Of course, we don't choose to have an abortion.
第二样事情，我想，这是我们不会选择间接的 indirect， 就是参与堕胎的事情。
And also, we don't have indirect support for abortion.
这个包括我们不希望我们乐的好像你的税交的税的金钱呢去支持这些堕胎的事情。
You know, in a way, it's also to support your tax dollar going towards abortion.
我们不会这样子做。
In other words, we don't do it that way.
我们也不希望呢去支持的。我们知道呢，有一些研究是拿一个胚胎的干细胞去做研究的。
You know, also in a way to support stem cell research, based on the aborted wombs.
所以呢，这一类的对这一类的研究，其实它就是在实验室里面去，好像结合一个胚胎，那么把这个胚胎杀死的，然后就从这个胚胎里面去拿这些干细胞。
In other words, this is sort of a fetus would be killed in the laboratory to obtain these stem cells.
其实这个是圣经反对的一个，因为这个是一个生命。
In other words, this is something that Scripture is against because it's life.
还有呢，其实我们知道了，现在你不需要用这个方法，你也可以拿到这个干细胞，你可以用在皮肤上面已经可以拿得到。
And we know that we don't necessarily have to use these techniques. We should be able to use skin cell from a skin to obtain this sort of same stem cell.
我记得呢，我跟 Audrey 呢，为了不会间接的参与在堕胎的事情上面呢，我们十多年前做了一个决定。
We know that Audrey and I, because we don't want to support abortion, we made a decision years ago.
你知道呢，在十多年前呢，美国通过一种药叫 RU486。
We know that the drug was approved years ago called RU486。
其实呢，是一种口服的堕胎药。
It's an oral contraceptive。
不是 contraceptive， 它是 abortion 的。
It's an oral abortion pill。
那么呢 ，Audrey 是一个药剂师。
Audrey is a pharmacist。
那么她有机会去配这种药。
She has the opportunity to have this sort of drug。
那么我们就回来，我们就讨论，如果真的在工作上面要求她配这样子的药，她怎么办呢
？So we actually talked about it. If because of work, she has to prescribe this sort of drug. What would she do?
那如果你配这种药，你就违背圣经，也违背自己的良心。
If you prescribe this sort of medication, then you actually against the scripture principle and also the scripture and also your own conscience.
如果你不配，你就有这个危险给公司解雇，或者你给这个病人去告你了。
If you don't prescribe it, you actually can be disciplined by your company and also sued by the patient.
那么最后我们还是要做一个选择。
At the end, we had to make a decision.
那么我们的选择就是 Audrey 回去告诉他的老板，他不愿意配这一类的药。
And the decision was that for Audrey to go back to her boss to let him know that she would not prescribe this sort of medication.
虽然呢，他做个不同的诊所，但是呢，他老板都允许他。如果你不配，那么就找其他药剂师去配了。
So she had worked in many clinics and was able to be accommodated because if she doesn't want to prescribe it, they would ask another pharmacist to prescribe it.
在过去十多年里面呢，的确在美国这个社会里面有药剂师因为兼职被病人去告。
In the past, there have been cases where pharmacists been sued by a patient because of this stand.
但是最后，我们的最高法院判这一类的事情呢是无罪的。
At the end of the day, the Supreme Court shows that this is actually it's acceptable to do that.
我们不知道这个自由可以维持多久。
We don't know how long this freedom can last.
但是我鼓励大家，我们就是将来你去选举这些立法的人的时候，我们选举这些跟圣经的原则是相同的人。
So next time you vote in the election, we encourage you to vote for those who actually believe in the scripture principles.
以知道呢，我们可以以敬虔、端正、平安无事的去度日子。
So that we can so we can
it is godliness. We can live our life according to the godliness. 今天的经文呢，我们见到神呢是刻意保护这些还没出生的小孩。
In today's scripture, we can see that God actually, in a way, protect the ones who cannot protect themselves.
因为他看一个还没出生的小孩就是一个人。
Because he views someone who has not been born as a person.
让我们成为世上的光跟世上的盐
，so that we can become the light of the earth, and also salt of the earth.
把神这个心意去影响这个世界
，so that we can use the God's will to affect the society.
我们最后一次祷告。
Let's bow our hand and pray.
亲爱的天父
，Dear Heavenly Father,
我们为了我们这个世界也为了这个美国的国家交托在神的手里面。
Because we actually lift our country and the world into your hand.
因为我们知道堕胎是神你所不喜悦的。
Because we know that abortion is not something you desire.
因为你看一个还没出生的小孩就是一个人。
Because you treat someone who is not born as if it's a person.
所以当堕胎的时候，其实就是杀人。
So therefore, abortion is like murder.
求主帮助我们可以做世上的光跟盐。
Lord, help us so they become the salt and light.
所以我们不会参与在堕胎的事情上。
So that we will not participate in the matter related to abortion.
当我们有机会的时候，我们会选这些跟圣经同样有同一样价值观的立法的人。
So the, as the opportunity arises, that we would elect those lawmakers who are agree with your principles.
求主怜悯这个国家。
Lord, we ask you that you would have mercy on this country.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.